The Farm Bureau is asking the state for help with the wolf delisting lawsuit. The United States Fish and Wildlife Service had removed the gray wolf from the federal endangered species list, but animal rights groups are suing to put the wolf back on that list. Now, Paul Kettering with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says they are asking Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen for help in a lawsuit to uphold the decision to delist.
The lawsuit filed by the animal rights groups does jeopardize the existing situation with the management of the gray wolf and the delisting of that.
Van Hollen says his department has not yet had time to weigh the options on whether it would be wise to get involved in this case.
We would usually only get involved in a suit if we believe it's a wise use of the Wisconsin taxpayer dollars. Regardless of the legal implications, if we believe the federal government with their resources can defend it adequately, we're better off spending our resources on other things such as victims or other crimes.
Kettering says the state DNR's wolf management plan aims to keep the wolf population between 300 and 500 animals. The success of the program has brought the current wolf population to around 600.
They have reached their target goal population. The delisting will actually allow the proper management of the current population.
As the wolf population has grown, so has the number of incidents involving pets and livestock. The goal is to find a balance between the wolf population and the farmers. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.